Central Florida Healthline is paid for by the Heist Clinic. This is a pre-recorded show. Welcome to Central Florida Healthline, your weekend wellness checkup with Renee Humphreys. And now here's Renee.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to experience outrageous health? If your answer was yes, then you've tuned into the right place. Hi, my name is Renee Humphreys with Heist Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Here we'll be discussing different topics on how you can take control of your own health. This show is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you've been listening, you've heard me say that I have been QRA advanced level trained by Dr. Bob Marshall. The QRA assessment that you have heard Dr. Marshall talk about is available here locally in Winter Park at Heist Health Clinic. Quantum reflex analysis, also known as QRA, is the latest technology in 21st century clinical nutrition. It can uncover the short circuits in organ and gland function and determine the exact cell resident nutrients which can restore you to outrageous health. At Heist Health Clinic, we carry Dr. Marshall's professional line of excipient-free nutrients. And in the spirit of Dr. Marshall, each Saturday we will reward our WTLN listeners by offering a blockbuster special. Today we're going to talk about how you can save your gallbladder. Hundreds of thousands of gallbladders are removed each year, so to try to avoid that nightmare, our blockbuster special this week will be gallbladder ND, Billevin, and Limonene. If you buy two or more bottles, you'll receive 25% off each bottle. This savings is only for our WTLN listeners. You can place your order by calling 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. Or you can email your order to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That email address again is CF, as in Central Florida, healthline@yahoo.com. Please use that same email address to send me any questions you have, and I'll be sure to answer them. This is Renee Humphreys with Heist Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Joining me again today is my friend and mentor, Dr. Douglas Heist, and he's going to help me explain the role of the gallbladder and why you need it to do your best to keep it. Welcome back, Dr. Heist.
Thank you, Renee. Good to be here.
Gallbladder removal is so common in this country that most people think it is an unimportant or unnecessary organ for our body. Even though it's not life-threatening to live without one, it definitely means that you must take care when eating foods that contain fats. So let's look at the gallbladder and its role. Most people have no idea that this small-sized organ plays an important role in the digestion of our foods. The primary role of the gallbladder is to hold bile until that's needed for digesting fatty foods. Foods rich in proteins and fats are more difficult for the body to digest. When we eat these proteins or fats, our bodies respond by producing a hormone. That hormone alerts the gallbladder to release the bile into the small intestine, and there the fats are emulsified into smaller particles, which helps our body to utilize the fat from the foods. The gallbladder will also assist the removal of cholesterol from the body, and it'll also assist in the removal of toxins that have been broken down by the liver. Dr. Heist, can you think of any other important things that the gallbladder helps with?
You mentioned the one very important thing, and that is it does emulsify fats.
Yeah.
And it's got to be broken down into a simple form. Much like a protein has to be broken down to amino acids. And so likewise, fats, which are complex in nature, they have to be broken down into a usable form if they're good oils.
You are correct. Now, here's some fun information. According to traditional Chinese medicine, the gallbladder is most active between the hours of 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. So if you find you have difficulty sleeping during these hours, good thing to think about is the gallbladder. Chinese medicine also says that the gallbladder is the decision organ and also provides courage and initiative. It is said that timid, indecisive people who are easily discouraged by the slightest problems are said to have a weak gallbladder, and those who are determined are said to have a strong gallbladder. So who would have thought that, you know, all this and more is related to this little small sack of bile? So, you know, as I mentioned before, hundreds of thousands of people have their gallbladders removed each year. So, Dr. Heiss, what are some of the symptoms that we should look out for before we get to that point?
One thing that a lot of people suffer from, and that's reflux. That's part of the gastric system, meaning it's not working correctly. We all know, we've talked on other weeks before about the problems with pH in the stomach. And if you don't have enough of the correct secretion of hydrochloric acid in the stomach, then you don't get the proper digestion. So that food continues on down the small intestine. Part of that food is going to be fats. And if that does not emulsify correctly, doesn't break down to its simplest fashion, then you can get this backup congestion that will start to produce the good old reflux problems that people oftentimes take those little purple pills for. And there's so much better ways of being able to deal with that and resolve the problem rather than just keep pushing the symptoms down. And let me mention, too, that when you do take the purple pill or you take some equivalent to that, all that does is reduces the symptoms, but it also reduces the pH in the stomach, which you need to digest the food. So if you don't get the proper digestion in the stomach, where is this food going to go? Undigested? Down into the small intestine. So it creates problems with rotting of the foods. You're not really getting the proper digestion, so you can't get the assimilation. So it drives nutritional deficiency disorders. But so in addition to the difficulties with reflux, you can also get the gas, bloating. Individuals who notice gas and bloating, that's oftentimes incomplete digestion or incomplete assimilation. That's another sign of congestion in the gallbladder. If it gets bad enough, the expansion of the stones in the gallbladder will create a reflex plane between the shoulders, more often on the right-hand side.
Yeah, that's always, you know, what a lot of people don't realize is, you know, they've got that right shoulder pain, so they think it's something wrong with the shoulder.
Right.
But most of the time,
back.
The gallbladder.
Yeah, and if you eat the symptoms can be exaggerated or certainly initiated if you eat a lot of the fried foods, flesh meats, other fats, and that's where it can begin to stimulate problems with the gallbladder.
Yeah, feeling nauseous after eating, that's typically a sign.
Yep.
Vomiting after eating, a sign of it.
It's not an age-sensitive thing. I've done a purge on many patients over the years, and there's a way of being able to get rid of those stones in a day, but and it's non-surgical. But research has shown that 80% of the population has stones beginning at the age of 18. So what does that say about our good old American diet, sad diet?
It's very sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, burping excessively, that's also a gallbladder thing. Most people think it's stomach. Chronic diarrhea, I assume from the not being able to break down the fats.
Right.
Even, you know, something as simple as dry skin, they think it's the weather and, you know, they continue to put lotion on, but that could come from the gallbladder also. And pain in the upper right corner of the abdomen.
Right, underneath the rib there.
Yeah, so, right. You know, unexplained fever. That's something you definitely want to look into because that could be an underlying infection there in the gallbladder from the stones. So, Dr. Heiss, what are some of the things that we can do to save and support our gallbladder if we already have these symptoms?
Begin with good fruits, vegetables, salads, and more lean meats. It's obviously the fats which are challenging the gallbladder. It's not to say that if there's a gallbladder problem, your diet is going to correct it. There's a way of getting rid of the stones, and I know you will want to talk about that. But changing your diet, getting away from the fats, the bad fats, and flesh meats and fried foods, that will instantaneously begin to put less load on that gallbladder, which is being stimulated. And here's the thing. When you get the stones up in the gallbladder, it's hard for the gallbladder to secrete the fluid material, which is what emulsifies the fats in the small intestine. And if it's congested because of the stones that are backing up there, then when you do eat those fats, you don't get the breakdown emulsification, but you get the pain and discomfort because the gallbladder is trying to squeeze the juice out, but there's not enough juice because of all the blockage of the stones.
Yeah. And the, you know, trying to keep your intake of dairy products to a minimum or avoid them at all, because those dairy products actually tend to worsen cases of gallbladder issues, and they're just difficult to digest.
Cheese, butter.
Yep.
Cream.
Yep. Yogurts, all of those.
Yep.
You know, taking a digestive enzyme, preferably our Digest, but it seems the majority of the people who develop these gallbladder problems have suffered with poor digestion for many years. So if your stomach and intestines are not at optimal health, then they don't send the signals to the gallbladder telling it to release the bile. So, and, you know, what about a gallbladder purge, something like that? You mentioned that earlier.
Right. That may sound new to people, because certainly the medical community has not done this, because they would just soon take the gallbladder out with some consequences. But there is a way to be able to safely do this without obstruction and without risk. I would say if you're in an inflammatory stage of a gallbladder condition, you may have to do a surgical thing. But most people are not in that acute inflammatory stage where they've been rushed to the hospital. So therefore, if they are having some of these symptoms that we were talking about, there is a way of being able to purge or clean out the gallbladder. It's like a funnel.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom of that funnel is the little tube that brings the bile into the bile duct and down into the ampulla vater, which is the area of the small intestine where these the bile can start to emulsify the fats. So you go back up to the gallbladder and you've got this funnel. And when it gets congested with stones, it's hard to get that bile to come down through there. So what we have to do is use a stimulus. You can use some gallbladder nano. You have that product in the office. Use some gallbladder nano for about a week. It softens the stones. And then in a morning treatment, you'll take a mixture of apple juice with olive oil. And the purpose for the olive oil is to be able to send strong message and continuous messages to the gallbladder saying, there's oil here, give me some bile. And so what happens is that upper funnel starts to contract. And with the softening of the stones and also with the enormity of those contractions, and this is a treatment that you don't want to do when you go to work. It's going to be a one-day situation where you just stay home, just veg out and let this work. Because if you do the treatment in the morning, it takes you an hour. Then you just lay around and wait, because it could take 8 to 10, maybe even 20 hours for it to be able to move all the way through. But generally, once you've done this treatment, and it takes about, you know, you drink about a cup of this olive oil mixed with cold apple juice. So it's going to be like oil and water. It's not going to mix. You don't want it to. You want the apple juice to give it the flavor, because there's no fun drinking olive oil straight. Nonetheless, once you get this in the system, then you just lie down for about 3 hours. And again, let me remind you, we've got directions for you.
Yes,
and
please
so,
call.
Yeah, so you just call and get the directions. And it's safe. It's perfectly safe. We've done this, I think I've done this for about 30 years.
Yeah, and I've done it several times. And yeah, okay. It's amazing what comes out of there. Yeah. You don't realize those are in there because they're not bothering you at the time. But boy, it's fascinating.
During that period of time, I'm not going to give you all the specifics because we've got it written down for you, but during that period of time, you naturally don't eat until you start to see the stones coming through the stool. And there are a couple different types of stones. Some of them are cholesterol-based, which are more stool-colored. The others are more bile-based, mm-hmm. meaning that they could be green, and if they're real chronic, they'll turn brown.
Mm-hmm.
But they're P-shaped.
Yep.
And you can have hundreds of them. And obviously, many times, I've got a story to tell. Many times you don't see them on the sonograms. So when you go to the doctor and they say, we're going to do a sonogram and see if you've got any stones, many times they'll say, you're fine. I don't see any stones. But I had a gentleman years ago, he was an engineer, real detailed mind person. And And I had determined that he had stones. And so he says, well, let me go to my doctor and get the test done and see. And of course, after a number of days, he got the call back from the office. And the nurse said, well, Charles, you don't have any stones. And of course, by that time, he had already done the purge. This was after he did the diagnostics that he went in, did the purge, saw a lot of the stones. And of course, his call back from the doctor's office was, sir, you don't have any stones. Well, he says, now I don't, but I sure saw them. So that's really what happens. It's much like doing a TSH for a blood test to check on the thyroid. We've talked about this before. That blood test is not quite as sensitive as you want it to be. When we do tests for the thyroid, we can see the problem. Here again, with the function of the gallbladder, we can palpate and feel the congestion. You would actually, as the patient, feel the congestion when we exert pressure on that spot. You'll have all the other symptoms that go along with it, too, that we've been talking about. And so once you do that purge, generally by the next day, you're feeling good. And sometimes a lot of that tension between the shoulders and the back area, and certainly gas, bloating, a lot of that just starts to go away.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, if you're not brave enough to do the purge or you don't have the time, there's also options. You can do a mini gallbladder flush just to try to help clean out some stagnant waste.
Yeah.
And that would be done probably about once a week for a while. The gallbladder ND, as you mentioned before, excellent to soften those stones. And then the bilirubin helps because it also dilates those bile ducts. So when the body's trying to push those stones out, they don't get stuck in there. It just dilates those so they can easily flow through.
There are a number of individuals who may not want to do this kind of a treatment. As you said, there are ways of being able, an alternate way to be able to deal with the problem. We talked about diet, getting rid of the fats, and then taking some of these herbs that you're talking about. They could be so beneficial to being able to help get that fluid to come down through the tube, through the bile duct, and help emulsify those fats. So that's another, as you said, that's another effective way.
Yeah. So what happens if we've already lost our gallbladder? Obviously, we can survive without one, but you're more prone to developing certain health problems, and in particular, you're at a greater risk for developing a fatty liver. So, Dr. Heiss, if it's too late to save it, it's already gone, so now what should we do?
Well, if you're at that point where you've got, are you talking about having surgery, having
well,
it surgically
let's
removed?
Say somebody's listening and it's already been removed.
Oh, okay. Well, I think you've probably got the advice on how to deal with the consequences, because when this is being, obviously without the gallbladder, which is the storage organ for the bile, now that bile is being formed up in the liver, it's coming down the duct, it's just flowing steadily all the time. It's not being stored in the gallbladder. So that can create some consequences with digestion.
Yeah, first of all, I think it's important that we realize that, you know, if you had a gallbladder problem and it's been removed, it was probably due to lifestyle choices, you know, such as a bad diet, an unhealthy liver, bad digestion. So removing the gallbladder doesn't take care of the underlying problem.
Yeah, right.
It just takes care of that initial pain that you're dealing with. You know, and for instance, if your liver's not healthy, it'll make poor quality bile. And then the bile will be prone to forming sludge and stone. So just removing the gallbladder, that doesn't solve it. In fact, now the sludge and the stone can form within the liver and also that common bile vein. So now it compromises the function of the liver. And so your bile backs up into the liver and can end up, the bile can end up backing up into the blood. You know, once that gallbladder is removed, it's very, very important to consume only good fats, such as like our DHA, and avoid the bad fats that are typically associated with, you know, fast food, fried foods.
Oh, absolutely. Right.
But, you know, when you do consume fats, it's best to use our limonene at the same time, because this will actually help to emulsify the essential fatty acids and the fat-soluble vitamins that are in the food. Because without a gallbladder, your liver continues to produce the bile, but there's no longer a place to store it or concentrate it. So now like he said earlier, this bile is constantly, slowly trickling into the intestines. And by not digesting fat well, this means that you have a hard time absorbing a lot of the antioxidants that are in vegetables that are fat soluble, such as, you know, the lycopene, the lutein, the carotenoids. And then you also have a hard time, difficult time in absorbing, you know, certain vitamins, important vitamins like your vitamin D, your vitamin E, your A, your K. So even if you take these nutrients in supplement form, sadly enough, you're not able to absorb them very well. But, you know, people also at this time, once they have the gallbladder removed, it seems they tend to gain weight. And so, you know, that gives us a little extra motivation to save that gallbladder and take care of it.
Yeah, there's no substitute for the original.
Yeah, the good news is, you know, whether you have a gallbladder or not, the QRA tests that I do can very quickly determine which of our nutrients will work for you. Yeah. And, you know, whether you need the support or not, but along with that, it helps me to determine exactly how much you need so that you're not taking more of the nutrient than what you need, or to make sure that you're taking enough to give it the proper results. So, you know, God is pretty smart. He gave us these organs and glands for a reason. You know, my thought is when I send my child to school, I want her to come home with everything she left with, you know. So when I arrive at the pearly gates, you know, my goal is to have all of my original parts that I was sent down with.
And if they're working good, you'll have a quality of life while you're here. They say statistically that because of the good old sad American diet, that that a large percentage of the American population has chronic illness by the time they're 40 years of age. That doesn't have to be. The Lord didn't make the body to deteriorate like that. And it's really the abuse of an alternative lifestyle, which is contrary to the laws of nature that the Lord created. Genesis 1:29-30, if you've been listening to our program, we always refer to that, because the Lord created the food off the trees and the food out of the grounds that really knows how to resonate with the cells of your body. And when you can eat foods that don't have a side effect, or they don't have a destructive effect like the bad fats or the manufactured fats or the chemicals that's in our food, we are strong proponents of eating good foods, fresh foods, preferably organic if you can, but vegetables, salads, fruits, and make the meats lean meats if you can, and or as best as possible, organic or grass-fed. And I know more and more stores, you don't have to go to the health food stores. You can get them over at Walmart. You can get them over at Publix and some of these other stores. You can get meats that are grass-fed. That's much, much healthier for you. And we all know that the estrogens that are in these meats that are grown with estrogens are strongly carcinogenic. So the grass-fed would be the best. And not naturally, it's a better oil. The meat is a better oil.
Yeah, absolutely. And our goal here is just to live, you know, a healthier lifestyle so that, you know, the years that we have are good years, and we can enjoy those, you know. But at the same time, I like to tell people, you know, you never know what could happen tomorrow. You could step off a curb, get hit by, you know, a truck. So if it's your birthday and you want to enjoy a piece of chocolate cake, go for it, you know. But, you know, the majority of the time you do want to
Renee,
do a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, there is a way, though, that you can test to see if there's a problem with the gallbladder.
Absolutely. And it doesn't take but just a few seconds.
Yeah. It's so, so accurate. And then you're able to find out first, if there's a problem, then you can also find out what particular herb and what the dose is to be able to remediate it.
Yeah.
So you can complement that along with a change in the diet, and you'll save your gallbladder. And you'll certainly improve your symptoms enormously.
Yeah, and it's amazing all the different things the gallbladder will affect. So it's definitely worth the time. If you think you might be having some issues, give us a call.
Yeah. And for those of you that may be listening that have already done a purge over the years, if you are noticing some of your symptoms coming back again, do another purge, because it's harmless. Generally, you get most of the stones out the first time around, but if you've got a lot of them, then it could take a couple treatments on a weekend. Probably the best time to do it is on a day off.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you, Dr. Heiss. You have been listening to Central Florida Healthline. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic. You can find me in Winter Park just off Howell Branch Road. Our blockbuster special this week is the Gallbladder ND, Bilivin, and Limonene. If you buy two bottles or more, you get 25% off each, and you have the ability to mix and match. Place your order by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. Or you can email me your order or questions to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's CF, like Central Florida, healthline@yahoo.com. At Heiss Health Clinic, you can experience the latest in 21st century clinical nutrition. I'd like to invite you to experience the evaluation and remediation of your own health challenges and make your quantum leap to outrageous health. Mention that you heard me on WTLN and receive 50% off your initial assessment. Check me out on the web at drheiss.com. That's drheiss.com, or call me at 407-677-1660. My name is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic. I thank you for listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Join me again next Saturday at noon and learn how you can experience outrageous health. God bless you and stay healthy, my friends.
You've been listening to Central Florida Healthline with Renee Humphreys. The statements expressed are those of the host and guests and not those of Salem Media Group, staff, or management. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Statements and products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. This was a pre-recorded show. And join us again next week for Central Florida Healthline.